Yeah, my name is Dennis, and I'm an addict, and I've been at this for a good while, and I've made some interesting conclusions that nobody has really tried to refute or tell me are absolutely absurd or ridiculous. Probably because I'm very, very careful about how I try to explain what I believe. And it has to do with, and it's very important in my opinion, of course, yes. But I think it's really very important. And especially in a secular, a reference to secular recovery. What I've learned is that it doesn't matter if there's a God or there isn't a God. It matters if I work a program. If I work a program, like a good friend of mine who's a Buddhist in New Orleans said, yeah, when we work a program, it's just like there is a God. And, you know, I have to agree. It's pretty amazing, some of the things that happen in recovery. I mean, they almost go completely without any capability of explanation. You know, things occur that are almost, they just about seem magical almost, you know. But I know better than that. There is no bloody magic. There's a reality, and then once the reality is over, there's no reality. Simple. It's not complicated. And recovery is dead simple. And I've learned that. Not because I'm a genius or I'm brilliant or I'm any other goddamn thing. I've learned that because I was so incredibly fucked up when I got here that I absolutely did not believe. And rather the worse than that, I knew that this program was bullshit. I knew that the people who I was talking to, in my opinion, of course, I was out of my mind, but this is what I believed, firmly believed at the time, that this was not a real deal. I had an uncle who was in AA for God knows how long, 30, 40 years, and he never could stay clean. He'd relapse all the time. So I knew it didn't work, you know? But I was so desperate and so screwed up. I had gone to treatment only because my wife was working as a secretary for the guy who ran the treatment center. And she had thrown me out a year and a half earlier. We have three kids. And anyway, she's passed away now from the disease. But in any case, I went basically to treatment to get away from the police. And sure as shit, while I was in treatment, the police came to my wife's door, not knowing I lived a block and a half away around the corner. And she told him I was in treatment. He said, good. And then that was the last I heard of it. I never heard any more about it. But which is, you know, another miracle that it's a goddamn program. Amazing things that happen when you finally act, do something in humility, even if you do it wrong. If you take the right action for any reasonable reason, this program will work. If you do what they tell you, if I do what they tell me to do, it doesn't matter what I think, feel, or believe. This program will work anyway, because it's a physical process that deals with a physical problem that we have. And I can't define it exactly, but I do know that it's extremely simple in explanation. In fact, it's so simple that for some reason, nobody else, I don't know, not too many people have come across as understanding what this program is. And like I said, nobody really has refuted me with any reasonable explanation as to why what I think is wrong, you know, what I think is incorrect. But that's just me. Now, listen, this works because there are archetypical reactions that human beings all share. We all smile. We all can't help but smile. When we see somebody smile, after a while, it makes us smile. It's almost infectious, you know? And then there's anger. When you look at somebody who's angry, you can tell they're angry. When their shoulders go up and their arms, their teeth clench and their hands, they're angry. It's body language, okay? When they're happy, I mean, you can look at somebody happy, smiling and giggling and laughing and jumping up and down, chuckling, and you can see that they're happy. How do you see when they're spiritual? I thought about it, you know? I said, well, that's not an emotion, is it? Or that's not a feeling but I said, well, what's the body language for spirituality? And I realized right away, this universal greeting in the East of humbling themselves and with a prayer when they greet one another is the archetypical, recognizable action of a spiritual person. You can, there's other things. There's kneeling down. That's universally recognized as a spiritual thing. So much so that they tell you to throw your shoes under the bed in AA. You know, because if you kneel, your shoes are under the bed, you have to kneel down to get them. You know, which I've always thought was kind of cute and kind of nuts too. You know, until I realized what I now understand, that the reason this works for so many odd people who have so many odd ideas. And they so many different variations of what is God and what is religion and what is, you know, what is spiritual and all this nonsense. It's a change in my body language. If I practice this program, I'm practicing humbling actions so that just working the program makes me a little bit, not much, I don't think, but somewhat enough humble to, makes me humble enough to operate this program somewhat, you know, as successful as anybody I think I know who's worked it. You know, I've been at it quite a while, 41 years, as a matter of fact. I passed in January. And I learned what I learned now by doing every fucking thing wrong, not intentionally or deliberately, but simply because I was so fucking crazy when I got first clean, when I first got clean. And I didn't understand, no matter how many times I probably heard it in meetings, that the disease exists in my head and it's trying to kill me. I couldn't put that, I couldn't understand that my own thinking was the problem. It took like 3 years before I began to believe that the program worked. So yeah, all I was doing was going to a couple of meetings a week. I tried to get sponsors, but probably for their own best interest, about 15 people at least that I asked to sponsor me either rejected me outright or said they had too many sponsees or something else. For some reason, they couldn't sponsor me. I said, oh yeah, okay. The one guy that I did ask to sponsor me never called me back for 6 months. 6 months later, I run into him at a meeting, and he's got a newcomer with him. I said, holy shit, what the fuck? So I asked him, I said, how come you never answered the phone? He said, oh, I ain't got time for that bullshit. I said, great, I'm right. This is all bullshit. But, you know, I got no place else to go. And if I hang out with using addicts, I'm going to use. And by this time, after I'd relapsed after 8 months, I had come to understand that if I relapse one more my goddamn time, I'm going to die within a day. No question about it. I'm a walking dead man. I got my fucking ticket for the last ride, you know. And I was just hanging out in the rooms because, like, it was the only safe place, you know. I really didn't believe in this. So 3 months down the 3 years down the line, I'm sorry. I learned, I saw other people getting clean and changing. And then I said, wow, maybe there is something to this shit. You know, it took that long for me to even believe that this was real. I just thought I was staying clean on my own, you know, and then that program was not real. What I learned was that when I asked the people, what the hell are you doing? What's going on? They said, working steps, going to meetings, calling my sponsor, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I was so fucked up, I couldn't do most of those things. But I could go to meetings, and I could share at a meeting, and I did. I did share in meetings. But I truly didn't understand anything about the program. And that, like I said, I came to understand, came to believe, you know what I mean? Just by going to meetings and just by hanging around with people in the rooms, I even worked for a guy who was in NA. And that was enough. It took 3 years, though. So, I don't try this at home. It's not a good idea, what I did. It's just what happened to me, personally. So I came to understand that this worked. You know, they told me what they were doing. I asked them why it was working. They had no fucking clue. No idea. I said, great. Nobody knows what the fuck is going on here, but I got to stay clean or I'm going to die. So I'm going to hang out and try and figure this out. Well, it took me another 10 or 12 years to understand what I know now, that spirituality is basically a change in posture brought about by continued reapplication of the program. I'm acting my way into better thinking, that with literally. So yes, I am an absolute atheist. There is no fucking hocus pocus God, and, you know, none of that stuff is real. No intention to hurt anybody, but this is my belief and how I live. And I understood that I had to operate a program. So one of the things that came through, because I saw it on TV, I saw an old Jew at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem banging his head against the wall. I said, look at this fucking idiot. He's nuts. He's banging his head against this fucking, you know, huge rock wall. And I looked at him again and I said, wow, he's humbling himself. I can do that shit. I can bang my fucking head. I can bow my head. And you know, and I came to understand that I can act as if I'm humble. And the key to doing that is, in my opinion, is understanding that prayer is an action. And prayer doesn't change anything in this world except me. When I pray, it changes how I think and feel. And believe, by the way, when I work a program, it will change what you think, feel, and believe over time. I guarantee it. My experience is rock steady on that one. It continues to change to this day what I think, feel, and believe. And I'm no longer surprised by that. In fact, I look forward to it. I welcome change today. So the thing is, it's so simple. That all you, if you come and hang out in meetings and do your best to work this program, even if you're doing it wrong, it will change you. It will change the way you think and feel and believe over time, not overnight. Let me tell you, it's a long motherfucking night to wait for this goddamn thing to click in. But it does click in over time as I practice the program. And we didn't have a step study guide when I got clean. We didn't have any of that shit until like 1990 something. And so I hadn't worked any steps for the first 17 years because I didn't believe, you know, I didn't believe there was anything real to it until I fully understood at about 15 to 16 years clean what an action program means. It means that I take the actions. And then it changes what I think, feel, and believe. So I don't have to get right with the Lord to work this program. I don't have to be in the right spiritual mood to work this program. In fact, it's almost better if I'm angry or hurt or mad. And I've learned to pray. I pray in Japanese. Nam-myoho renge kyo. Very complicated. Nam-myoho renge kyo. Yeah. And I didn't even know what it meant when I started to use it at about 16 or 17 years clean, maybe 15, 16, whatever. And And now it's my go-to deal. I do it when I'm walking the dogs. I do it when I'm driving. I do it when, I can do some of that prayer shit. Hot damn, I can do some of that stuff. Because I know that when I do it, it makes me feel better. It brings my blood pressure down. I'm not kidding you. It relaxes me. Oh, my whole body relaxes. And I calm down and I start to think more clearly. And I stop hurting myself and other people. I can do some pretty impressive things without losing my mind and trying to strangle somebody on a spot. But you know, when people act like people act, you know, you get pretty angry sometimes. But I can catch myself doing that and change it. I can start doing the prayer thing in my head. Now I'm Yohurin Geikin. Now I'm Yohurin Geikin. Now I'm Yohurin Geikin. What I've learned over the years is that not only can I do that, but anybody can do that. It doesn't have anything to do with what you think, feel, or believe. What it has to do with is what you do. Are you changing your posture to a more spiritual stance, a more spiritual affect? You know, you look differently from outside. You act differently. And basically, then you think differently. And you believe differently. And again, since there is, in my opinion, and in my belief and absolute belief, there is no hocus, you know, there's no magic, no this supernatural stuff is, beyond human understanding, nonsense. That is absolute nonsense. That is just hiding the fact that those folks who were not bad people, by and large, many, some of them were, sure, but, you know, most of them were not bad people. So anyway, listen. You don't have to become a Superman. You don't have to become anybody brilliant or anything. You just do what the program says to do. And over time, if you continue to practice this, I guarantee it will change what you think, feel, and believe. And I do that because it was against my will. I knew this was bullshit. I didn't think it was bullshit. I knew for a fact it was bullshit. And then 3 years later, I knew it wasn't. And I was shocked. I didn't even welcome the information. I was floored and dismayed because I thought, what? How can it be real? And I can't be real. But it is. And I'm still working it to this day. And I promise you, you can do this if you maintain the process. Get in the process and maintain the process. That's why prayer shit is so important. I can do that anywhere, at any time, out loud or quietly. I can do it, you know, by myself or with others, and, you know, and it doesn't, I didn't even know what it meant when I started doing it. I know what it means now, but, you know, whatever. It means the law is the jewel in the lotus, by the way. What the fuck does that mean? So anyway, you can do this, folks. Keep coming back. Work it to the best of your ability, and it will work for you. As long as you're working it to the best of your ability, start fucking over yourself and bullshitting yourself. And it'll go away. So stick with the process and don't use. I love you guys. Thanks so much.